This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa south of La Crosse will close permanently on October 20th. The Black Hawk Bridge, also known as the Lansing Bridge, is in the process of being replaced. The bridge, which was built 94 years ago, has been closed twice in the past 2 years for structural issues. Construction on its replacement began 2 years ago and is scheduled to open in 2027. In the meantime, the DOT will be providing free car ferries to cross the Mississippi River, while heavier truck traffic will need to use the posted detour through Prairie du Chien a half hour south. The state of education funding is being felt in the legislature. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
70% of school districts are facing a drop in general state aid, according to full data from the Department of Public Instruction. For years, teachers and administrators have advocated for more money and for updates to the state funding formula. The Wisconsin Policy Forum says per pupil spending in Wisconsin has lagged behind inflation and behind the national average. Their researchers credit a 2011 change that dropped school revenue limits by 5.5%, a Republican-authored bill that became law under Governor Scott Walker. As they've been in charge of the legislature, Republicans have also focused on lowering property taxes. However, so many school districts are struggling to make ends meet that we're seeing record numbers of referendums on the ballot. Residents are often choosing to raise their own property taxes just to fund their schools. State Senator Jody Habish-Sinikin, a Democrat from the 8th Senate District.
Due to the legislature's failure to fund our schools, Wisconsin already has one of the highest property tax rates in the country. And if our communities continue to be forced to referendum, those tax rates will continue to rise, making our state even more expensive than it already is.
Last year, there were 241 school referendums held across Wisconsin, the most ever. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
If you're a utility customer behind on your bill, the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is encouraging you to catch up now. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
The moratorium period begins November 1st and runs through April 15th. During that time, utilities are prohibited from disconnecting utility service for non-payment when it's used for home heating. If you're currently disconnected, however, you must make arrangements to restore service before the moratorium begins. Utilities are not required to reconnect service until payment arrangements have been made. You can make arrangements directly with your provider or apply for financial assistance. You can find more information and links at energyandhousing.wi.gov.
State lawmakers are seeking to protect public lands. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
Wisconsin lawmakers have unveiled a new package aimed at protecting natural resources. The package was unveiled yesterday on Indigenous Peoples Day. The proposal includes specific protections for Devil's Lake State Park, giving the state attorney general the power to enforce protections and allowing third parties to sue on its behalf. Democrat Vincent Moresi of Stevens Point says it's similar to protections for corporations.
Corporations are merely ideas that exist on paper, yet they have legally recognized rights, even personhood in some cases.
The package also proposes reinstating Wisconsin's Prove It First mining law, which required companies to show that a sulfide mine can operate and be decommissioned without polluting water. The Prove It First law was in place for about two decades before being repealed in 2017. I'm Sholly Pittman for Civic Media News.
State lawmakers are considering tax breaks for data centers. With more, here's Civic Media's Sholly Pittman.
In the state budget 2 years ago, lawmakers rolled out a sales and use tax exemption to attract data centers to Wisconsin. According to new reporting from the Center Square, that exemption led to $70 million in foregone sales tax in just the first 2 years. But the bill left out tax breaks for co-located centers, which serve multiple businesses under one roof. A bill described as a technical change would expand the definition so those centers can qualify too. One company pushing for the change is Arc Data Centers, which has a site near Appleton. They say their original law blocked them from credits and they lost business to other states.
Just this year alone, we've had 10 different customers come forward that basically said, we would love to come here. However, the lack of your tax incentive to help us is not amenable for our business plan, and we've gone to other states.
CEO John Kehoe speaking during a public hearing earlier this month. The bill is sponsored by a handful of state lawmakers, all Republicans, including Representative Robert Witke of Caledonia, a village in southeastern Wisconsin, where Microsoft was recently met with community opposition to a planned data center. The company announced it would find a different site. Wisconsin has nearly four dozen data centers throughout the state, according to a map from datacentermap.com. More than half are located in southeastern Wisconsin. I'm Shali Pittman for Civic Media News.
Are you interested in serving on a city committee? La Crosse's city government is currently looking for volunteers to serve on eight different committees and boards, including the Redevelopment Authority, Police and Fire Commission, Neighborhood Revitalization Commission, Floodplain Advisory Committee, Housing Authority, Building and Housing Appeals Board, Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee, and Room Tax Commission. If you're interested, you can fill out an application on the City of La Crosse website. October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky said that the new system rewards you for beating good teams.
You're getting rewarded for beating good teams a little bit more than just saying, boy, if you have four wins, you're in the playoffs or whatever it might be. So now it's not only wins, but it's quality wins.
Kaminsky said that the plan was rapidly approved by the WIAA with strong support from coaches around the state.
We had great support by the coaches, right? We had over 400 out of 420 head coaches respond. And I think it was like 88-89% of the coaches were all in favor of this.
The A-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions, a process that used to be done in the past by humans with the aid of computer formulas. Teams also know which division they are playing in at the start of the season. In the past, the divisions were set by dividing the qualifying teams equally between divisions the day after the regular season ended. You can see the playoff qualifying report for football and details on the new playoff qualification system on the WIAA website. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers fall again.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball.
The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
We had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit. Had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation. Kickoff 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.